Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hey, I'm Jen Weber. I'm the director, choreographer, and co-creator of the Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Awesome, which will be streaming virtually on Saturday, December 19th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 20th at 3 p.m. Now, I know usually it is in person at Strathmore. That's, you know, it's a touring show, but Strathmore is usually where you guys swing by here in D.C. This year, Strathmore is promoting it the virtual version. So, tell me how that actually works in terms of recording this thing. Did you have like certain dancers in like a couple at a time, and then you edit them together, or how was it actually done production wise?
I mean, that sounds very complicated. What you're suggesting, we were actually lucky enough to have recorded it after our tour 2 years ago. So we have this amazing archive of the show, and it's absolutely beautiful. And one of the things that's so cool about seeing the Hip Hop Nutcracker virtually is you actually get to be even closer to the dancers than you would ever get to be in the front row. You know, the camera really just like brings you in. You could see every expression on their faces and every detail of every dance move. So it's a really cool opportunity to like be really up close and personal with the show.
Exactly. I would, you know, compare it to, you know, when Hamilton hit Disney Plus, we got to see all those close-ups better than if you were sitting in the audience at the theater. So
exactly.
Awesome. Give me a sense of the history of it. I know you were, you know, helped create this thing. So how long has it existed, and, you know, and what city was it created in?
Well, we originally created the Hip Hop Nutcracker in New York, and we started going on tour in 2015. So we've done a bunch of national tours. We've gone as far as Russia, taking the show all over the place. And, you know, the original idea was to create a holiday show for a really big audience and to see what happens when you mix classical music with hip hop dance. And so what we wanted to do is really just stay true to the story of the Nutcracker and of course to the gorgeous Tchaikovsky score. So this show is set completely to the original Tchaikovsky score, but it's reimagining the story into the language of hip hop. So we're translating all the characters you know and love from the Nutcracker and giving them a hip hop update. So it's a really fun show for the whole family. It'll absolutely get you in the holiday spirit.
Awesome. Now I want to, take this next one. I want to take the music portion and the dance movements as two separate questions. So
First of all,
the music. So obviously Tchaikovsky score, we hear it in a million holiday commercials all the time. Is it the straight up just the classical music, or is it remixed at all with hip hop?
So we do the full Tchaikovsky score. And in addition to the score, we have some of our own original remixes that we use throughout the show that, we use for sort of like a changing location kind of vibe, but there is a violinist in the show and also a DJ. And so they create some of their own sort of improvisational riffs off of Tchaikovsky loops. And so we have like a sound that's all our own, but it's in addition to all the songs that you know and love from the Nutcracker itself.
Gotcha. Now, is the violinist and the DJ, are they actually physically on stage? Like, is there a guy at a turntable?
There sure is. Yeah. There's a violinist on stage and a DJ on stage, and they have certain moments where they get to just jam it out. And it's really interesting to see what happens when you take like a classical loop and add a hip hop beat, because it's so epic. Like the sound of that is just so big, and it just makes you want to dance.
Awesome. And if you could real quick, cause just sign, I know how radio works. I use the word turntable, but I can't use my soundbite. So could you mention really quick that, you know, say that actual word, you know, there's going to be a turntable on stage.
Sure. So, on stage, you're going to see a violinist and a DJ at turntables. And, you know, they have some moments where they get to just jam out together and create remixes of the Tchaikovsky score. And those are some of the really explosive moments that are so fun for the audience to get into.
Awesome. All right. So that was the music. Now let's go into the dance movements. Obviously, with it being hip hop, there's going to be a bunch of different types of styles of dance compared to the usual, you know, ballet we see.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that's so cool about using hip hop dance as a vocabulary for a story with so many characters is that you get to use different parts of hip hop dance, because, you know, hip hop is an umbrella term that encompasses a lot of different dance styles, right? So you have breaking, you have popping, you have locking, and, you know, those are the real like old school foundation styles, and they're all so different from each other. So in our show, you know, we get to use these different vocabularies to create the different characters. So, you know, when you're used to seeing a ballet, all the characters are using the same vocabulary of movement, but in our show, we're using all these different vocabularies.
Awesome. And where do the performers come from? Is it, you know, like, I don't, like, I want to know, like, are they from across the country? Or are they specific to New York? Or, where, you know, where did the cast come from?
The cast of the Hip Hop Nutcracker is based in Los Angeles, but encompasses dancers really from all over the world. You know, LA, as is New York, are places where, you know, dancers really sort of gather. And we've been lucky enough to have some really incredible performers in this show.
Awesome. And then really quick before we go, remind us, you know, the music might be slightly different. The dance will be definitely different, but remind us the story is pretty much the same. So remind us real quick, the general premise of what's going on here on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. So for the Hip Hop Nutcracker, we've sort of translated the story to a New Year's Eve party in New York City. And we have our superstar, Maria Clara. She is at this block party with her parents, and her parents are fighting, and she meets a guy, and they go on this crazy adventure. And in our version of the Nutcracker, we actually, sorry, can I start that again?
Yeah, go for it.
Sorry. So in the Hip Hop Nutcracker, we are taking all the elements of the storytelling of the Nutcracker that you know and love. So we're gonna meet Maria Clara. She's at a big party with her family. It's just our version of that party is a New York City block party on New Year's Eve. And she's gonna go on this crazy adventure. We're gonna have her, we're gonna have Drosselmeyer show up and bring toys to everybody, and those toys are gonna come to life. We're gonna see a growing Christmas tree. We're gonna meet the mice and the soldiers that are battling, and of course the Nutcracker himself, who's a ridiculous b-boy in our version. And they go on this crazy adventure, and they have to go back in time to the 80s, the sort of start of hip hop, and sort of bring the love back to the community, to bring everyone together to celebrate the holidays.
I love the revamp story. That sounds great. Awesome. Well, I guess sort of before we run, tell our listeners why they, you know, of all the things they could watch, there's a million versions of it this time of year, but why tune in to this, especially this time?
I think the Hip Hop Nutcracker is just such a beautiful show. It's so fun to watch. It's so high energy, and it will absolutely get you in the holiday spirit. And there's something really magical about hip hop dance and classical music and bringing worlds together. And if, you know, if we can bring these two worlds together, I hope it makes everyone feel that everything is possible.
Absolutely. And it's, thanks so much. It's been a really, really tough year for a lot of people. So thanks for giving us something that we can do virtually. I'm safe from our own home, and yet that'll also get us in the spirit. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We hope everyone turns it into a night, you know, just like you would go to the theater. You know, it's really fun to get dressed up and make some special treats and, you know, really celebrate the holidays with the Hip Hop Nutcracker and make it a special event.
Awesome. Again, it is on Saturday, December 19th, 7 p.m. and Sunday, December 20th at 3 p.m. You can find tickets on the Strathmore website. They have a link there. Or also, what's your website?
On hiphopnutcracker.com.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much.